A movie is hitting theaters tomorrow that may be the first of its kind. It's called Zola, and the whole thing is based on a long series of tweets. NPR's Sam Sanders talked with one of the stars.
In 2015, Asia Zola Keen wrote a 148-tweet tweet storm. It was a story about a weekend of exotic dancing gone really, really wrong. Like, to the point of maybe human trafficking. But it was also really, really funny and well-paced. It had to be a movie. Flash forward to now, and it is.
You want to hear a story about how me and this fell out? It's kind of long, but it's full of suspense.
In this tweet storm now movie, Zola is this waitress in Detroit. And this exotic dancer named Stephanie comes into her restaurant. They hit it off, and Stephanie convinces Zola to travel across the country for work.
Hey, last month I went dancing at this cute spot in Florida where my roommate's girl made like 5 G's a night.
But the road trip gets much darker. And throughout this entire wild ride, Stephanie kind of steals the show. She is played by Riley Keough.
I remember thinking, how do you adapt a Twitter thread?
You may have seen Riley Keough before in the Starz series The Girlfriend Experience or in the indie film American Honey. But you've probably never seen her like this.
Stephanie is a... She's a demon. She's she's a kind of just like a walking, inappropriate nightmare.
In the movie Zola, Stephanie is this white, blonde stripper. And she runs around talking like she's black.
Let me know.
Her entire objective, the whole movie, is to get Zola, a black woman, to do things she does not want to do. Things that will jeopardize this black woman's safety. Riley Keough said she had no qualms taking all of this on. In part because of who made the film.
In anybody else's hands, I never would have made this film. And I think this film, there's a million different ways this film could have been made.
It just felt like I'm serving a purpose for Janixa's vision.
Janixa is Janixa Bravo. She directed Zola and wrote it along with Jeremy O. Harris, a playwright. Both Janixa and Jeremy are black. They have made in Zola a commentary about race where the very performance of blackness, even by a white woman, is taken seriously. So much so that Riley Keough, for her role as Stephanie, she had to get special training on how to play a white woman trying very offensively to sound a certain type of black.
Same that won't dance for money be the same that be out on the black. Period.
The team behind Zola paired Riley with a black woman, Eris Mendoza, a writer and actress, to figure all of this out. And a big part of the work was loosening Riley's jaw.
So she would have me sit in her backyard and she'd put a cork in my mouth.
What?
And she would put like a wine cork. Then she had me do all of my monologues with the cork in my mouth. And so I have all these videos of me with this cork in my mouth, like going through my Zola monologues. And she, you know, it worked.
By the end of Zola, you're not quite sure if you should hate Stephanie or feel sad for her. But one thing is very clear. You will not forget her. In large part because Riley Keough fully committed to the bit. Wine cork, black scent, demonic tendencies, and all. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
You can hear more of Sam's interview on his podcast, It's Been a Minute from NPR.